August 2013. It's August now. We've had the driest summer that anyone can remember. Day after day of sunshine. No water in the creeks. I'm at the cabin now, looking out on a sunlit valley. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my mother witnessed this same scene over and over again. The chair sits unoccupied, overlooking the Barn Creek. My mother stood there years ago, mesmerized by the quiet stream and the humpies that made their way up the clear flow of pristine water. My father woke up from a nap, stood up, stretched, and gazed out the window to witness a large black bear walking slowly within feet of my mother's back. She was completely unaware of its presence as she stood spellbound by the scene in front of her. The bear quietly walked by her, ignoring her presence, and moved into the creek, where within seconds he leaped upon and captured a salmon in his powerful jaws. My mother, startled now, watched as he walked to the other side of the creek, laid down and began tearing the flesh from the carcass. My father, completely in a panic, but unable to do anything about the sequence of events, went to her and held her in his arms as they both realized how fortunate she was. The creek now is without fish. They lay by the thousands schooled in the pool at Hoagie's Hole waiting for the rain. The stream is too warm, and without water the salmon sense they will suffocate and die without enough oxygen. The grass is turning now from a vibrant green to a lovely gold. The millions upon millions of tiny golden stems dance in the wind as the sun reflects off their surfaces. It's a sea of splendor waiting patiently for the rain and the movement of the fish to where they must be in order to carry out their circle of life. The stream glistens in the morning sun, and it waits for the arrival of the pinks to deposit their eggs in the sand beneath the surface of the quiet running water. The trout swim amongst the thousands of humpies, patiently waiting, too, for their migration into a spawning area where they, the trout, can feed on the eggs that escape. The cycle of summer is beginning its transition into fall. The silvers have arrived, and they show themselves leaping into the air on the incoming tide, making themselves known. They're silver-bright, sea lice still clinging to their skin. They are succulent now and will last through the winter once they've passed through the smokehouse. Fortunately, most of them will escape the hook and line and make their way up the main creek to complete their cycle, guaranteeing the world that there will be more. We spend the day and night here immersed in a pageantry of grace and wonder at the splendor of this place and are so thankful to be a small part of it. It reminds us of our insignificance and the small role we play here. Our goal in all this should be to make sure it remains the same for the generations to come. They too should be able to feel the peace and solitude of this most spiritual place where life is simple and the proof of the Great Spirit is all around us, giving us hope for those who are to follow us. The wind has stopped, the grass is quiet now, an eagle soars overhead. The small creek sings its song to us. We are at peace in this most special place. We wait now with the fish and the bears for the rain to arrive.